Phil Moss, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate. Surely you'll be buying up some horses now, getting involved.
Well, mate, there's a few horses going around with the carrying my name, Dave Stanley.
There is.
Moss Trip I saw ran the other day. Timmy Bailey, I think. The weatherman's got a share in him, or her.
Yeah, he does. That's with Triple Crown Syndications. So
yeah.
We'll get you involved. We'll get you involved, Phil. We know
there
plenty.
There was a good horse running around a couple of years ago, Moss Factor. I filled my pockets on him.
Did you?
Do you remember Moss Factor?
Oh, what? How far are we going back here, Moss?
Question without notice, Dave Stanley. I love it. Listen, now you got one job.
Yep.
One job in the mornings. Keep Laurie Daly on track. When he waffles on about turning 50 and now his wife Michelle cleans out his wardrobe and it annoys him, get him back on track, mate. We've got a football segment to run.
We'll tell you a football segment then, Mossy. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, actually, I'm going to call you Robbie Slater after that.
You just put a dagger through my heart,
mate. Hey, mate, big game at Bankwest on Saturday night. Wanderers had a terrific start to the season coming up against Sydney FC. There should be 30,000 people out there. And if what I saw this year from league supporters, the atmosphere that they can generate out there for a rugby league game, this will be very special with the football supporting community.
It will, and I have to say it's the first time in a while that myself and other football fans have got really excited about a Sydney derby. As you said, top of the table, Bankwest. The place will be chock-a-block, so it'll be humming. They're back in full force. I'm sure the Cove will be there, out in force for Sydney FC. And it's just got all the hallmarks of one of the great derbies in the A-League's, the Sydney Derby's history. And can't wait for it. And it's interesting. Sydney FC started the season on fire down in Adelaide. Good win against Adelaide in round one. We're a bit flat against Wellington the other day. Probably lucky to come away with the points. Western Sydney were a bit the opposite. They started a little bit slower against the Mariners in round one, and we're lucky to get the points then. But then a very, very dominant victory against Melbourne Victory on the weekend. So they're both one from one if you look at the form guide, and it should be a cracker on the weekend. I think the most even Sydney derby we've seen in a long time because Sydney FC have been so dominant. I think they're undefeated in 16 out of the last 17 derbies.
They're just favourites with the tab at this stage. They're $2.40 Sydney FC. They actually were $2.30 yesterday, so they've just drifted 10 cents. And Western Sydney have remained $2.80. What's trimmed up has been the draw. Do you think it'll be... I mean, do you think that's justified, that the draw does trim up?
It probably is, as I just said, Dave. It's probably the most evenly matched Sydney derby in a long time. But I'm still going to back Sydney FC. You know, I just think they've still got enough players in their squad that know how to win the derby and have got that confidence and that the money in the bank, if you like, from derbies gone of the past. And I think if you look at the likes of, you know, Andrew Redmayne used to play for the Wanderers, has been involved with Sydney and won derbies, Alex Wilkinson, the two fullbacks, Zulo, Ryan Grant, Brandon O'Neill, and then you've got Ninkovic and the like. You know, they've just got so much experience in that Sydney FC team, not just on a football level, but on a Sydney derby level and how to win the derby. So I do see them getting home, but I do think it'll be a tight one.
What's your assessment at the start of the A-League season, Mossy, so far?
Yeah, not bad, Loz. I think there's been some good games. It's really tough over the first couple of weeks. I always think it takes about the first month of the season to settle down because we have such a long off-season. And I know the FFA Cup has sort of given us a bit of a walking start into the season now. But, you know, it takes a while to oil the machine and you know, get the players in sync and back into that mindset. But I think it's been good. As I said before, Sydney FC and Adelaide got us off to a flyer Friday week ago in round one. And I think there's been some good games so far. The rivalries, the Melbourne derby, the F3 derby last weekend, and now the Sydney derby. It's a good run into the season. And, you know, there's some good foreigners as well. You look at Alex Meyer for Western Sydney, scored a great goal on the weekend. Diamante and Kone for Western United, the new club. There's a lot to like and some existing foreigners. Berisha's already on the score sheet for Western United coming back to the A-League. So a lot to get excited about.
You mentioned the FFA Cup. That's on tomorrow night down there in Adelaide. Adelaide United are favourites, $2.50 favourites. The outside of Melbourne City, $2.70. The draw, $3.50. Which way are you leaning?
I'm going for Melbourne City, guys, off the back of Jamie McLaren. He's been incredible. He's in that frame of mind and form where he just expects to score goals. He's done it for club and country. Scored two on the weekend for Melbourne City when they beat Adelaide 2-1. And he did it for the Socceroos, a hat-trick and a goal against Chinese Taipei. And Nepal a couple of weeks ago. So I've gone back to Nepal, Loz, not Nepal.
Yeah, what's the go there? Did you find out what it was?
No, I didn't, but Nepal just didn't sit comfortably.
Yeah. But you did tell me that Simon Hill called it Nepal.
I did, yeah. I did, and I've gone against the great man, but, you know, so be it. But, Melbourne City for me in a tight one. Adelaide are the cup specialists, so they've been there, done it. Melbourne City have won it as well, but I just think Melbourne City are in better form. Going into this one, they'll get the points away from home. Jamie McLaren, anytime goal scorer.
All right. In regards to the victory, it just doesn't seem to be running smoothly there, does it, just yet?
Not yet, Davey. As I said, it does take a while to get into your groove in the A-League season. But I think if you look at the post-Kevin Muscat era, I mean, the guy was there as a player and coach for day one of the A-League and moved on at the end of last season. As did quite a few players. So Marco Kurtz comes in, rebuilds the squad. They've got to get used to him. He's got to get used to the club, and the supporters have to settle and see some wins. I think they've got a good enough squad, to get there. Andrew Naboot, is a name that springs to mind who I think will fire. I don't think he's being used in the right way at the moment as a right winger, but he's certainly got the... He's got the cattle down there, Marco Kurtz, to have a good season. That's nothing less than Melbourne Victory supporters expect. They're a big club.
What happened to Liverpool on the weekend, Mossy? I thought that they'd go through the season undefeated. They had a draw.
Well, they're not defeated yet, Loz. Mm-hmm. Certainly it wasn't given that it was 1v14, which is unheard of for a Manchester United-Liverpool game, we did think as Liverpool supporters and fans, impartial fans thought that Liverpool would go there and win. They didn't. Solskjaer set Manchester United up not to lose, and it paid dividends in the end. But
I love that. Set them up not to lose.
Yeah.
Come on, pay the opposition some respect.
Well, that's exactly what they did. And that's how far apart Liverpool and Manchester United are at the moment. But, Lallana scored his first goal in 2 years for Liverpool off the bench in the 86th minute to snatch us a point. But it wasn't a great performance. But Liverpool still probably deserved to edge it. But they didn't in the end, all square.
And we've got that live going at the moment. 64 minutes gone. Sheffield United 1, Arsenal 0. So, yeah, Arsenal really... That top four spot's up for grabs, really, isn't it?
It is, and I've been watching bits and pieces of that game this morning while shaving and putting on my aftershave for you, Dave Stanley.
Oh.
And now settle down. Loz, fan him down, mate. I can see him sweating from here. Arsenal have been struggling to break down, a well-set-up Sheffield United team. They've actually done okay this season so far. First season up in the EPL in about 12 years, I think. And, they're set up well, they're disciplined, they're defending well, and Arsenal struggling to break them down at the moment. That'll be a big, big result for Sheffield United if they can hold on.
Well, if they win, Mossy, they can go to fifth position.
Mm.
So this is a big game for Sheffield United. Obviously, Arsenal, if they win, they can go to third position. So there's a lot at stake.
Thanks, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a good segment, guys. Really enjoyed it. Loz, happy 50th, mate, in all seriousness.
Thank you very much, Mossy.
Now
I've missed your 50th as well.
Well, if anyone knows Mossy, they know that he smells beautiful. He is the most... Well, how would you put it, Dave? He wears all the different aftershaves. He's got a good sense of...
Smells of money.
Smells of money.
It smells rich.
You smell of money.
It just Mossy. Smells rich, Mossy.
We've all got our thing, mate. You don't like your wife cleaning out your wardrobe. I like my aftershaves.
Good man. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Have a good day.